أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Surah 65, Al-Talaq. Title: Al-Talaq, divorce, is both the title and subject matter of this surah. Contained in it are divorce commands. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud spoke of it as the miniature Surah Al-Nisa. Period of revelation. It is clear from both Abdullah ibn Mas'ud's observation and the internal evidence of this surah that it must have been revealed soon after those verses of Al-Baqarah that laid down divorce commands for the first time. Although it is difficult to determine the exact period of its revelation, reports indicate that it was sent down after Surah Al-Baqarah for the purpose of guiding early Muslims who committed some mistakes in interpreting the commands embodied in that surah. Subject matter and themes. For a better understanding of the commands promulgated in this surah, let us first bring to mind other Quranic commands on divorce and the waiting period. Divorce can be pronounced twice, then either honorable retention or kindly release should follow. Al-Baqarah 2:229. Divorced women should keep themselves in waiting for 3 menstrual courses. Should their husbands desire reconciliation during this period, they are entitled to take them back into wedlock. Al-Baqarah 2:228. If he divorces her for the 3rd time after having pronounced divorce twice, she shall not be lawful to him unless she first takes another husband. Al-Baqarah 2:230. When you marry believing women and then divorce them before you have touched them, you may not require them to observe a waiting period that you may reckon against then. Al-Ahzab 33:49. The wives of men who have died must observe a waiting period of 4 months and 10 days. Al-Baqarah 2:234. These verses lay down the following commands. 1. A husband may pronounce divorce the maximum number of 3 times. 2. After divorcing his wife once or twice, her husband may retain her within the waiting period. They may remarry if they so wish after the expiry of the waiting period. However, if he divorces her thrice, he forfeits the right to retain her within the waiting period. He cannot remarry her unless she has been married and divorced to someone else. 3. The women with whom marriage is consummated and who is of menstruating age shall have a waiting period of 3 menstrual cycles. If she is divorced only once or twice, her waiting period signifies that she is still in the wedlock and her husband may still retain her within her waiting period. However, if she is divorced thrice, he cannot retain her. The waiting period in this case signifies that she cannot marry anyone before its expiry. 4. For a woman who is divorced before she is touched, there is no waiting period. She may immediately marry after such a divorce. 5. A widow's waiting period is 4 months and 10 days. Let it be borne clearly in mind that Surah Al-Talaq was not sent down to alter or abrogate any of the above commands. The following 2 objectives were behind its revelation. 1. It instructs men to exercise their right to divorce in a way that minimizes the likelihood of divorce. Divorce should be the last resort when all arbitration fails and the couple cannot live together. The Sharia provides for divorce only when it is inevitable. Otherwise, Allah detests the severing of marital ties. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, is on record saying, "Of all lawful acts, Allah detests divorce most." Abu Dawud. He has also been recorded to observe, "Amid all lawful acts, Allah dislikes divorce most." Abu Dawud. 2. The issues in need of explanation after the promulgation of the commands in Surah Al-Baqarah are elucidated in this surah with a view to concluding this aspect of family life. It specifies the duration of the waiting period for such divorced women with whom the marriage was consummated and who are past their menopause or who have not started menstruating. Likewise, the waiting period for pregnant women who are widowed or divorced is defined. The surah also instructs about the maintenance and accommodation of different types of divorced women and provides directives on the feeding of the child of divorced parents.